colleague Hans Gelains, also on the program committee, has taken on the responsibility to wrap up the 2.5 days conference in 15 minutes. And it's always a challenge, and I've seen him making a lot of notes and actually had to listen very carefully, different from us sitting in the audience. So, Hans, thank you very much and appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, it's a challenge to speed up the wrap-up of this long conference in 15 or 10 minutes. We have many papers, heard about many developments, new ideas. And my conclusion is, first of all, the library is alive, but we have to speed up to provide enhanced services and to be relevant tomorrow. And if we don't do that, then we really have problems. I will talk briefly about scholarly communication and access, involvement in research, repositories, digitization, infrastructure, impact of the library, consequence for the library professionals. These were, from my point of view, key items of these days. I think that it is very important to note that university administrators are really supporting now the ideas of open access and development of institutional repositories, and that is markedly different than we've seen at previous Bielefeld conferences. There, the support was in its infancy. And a basic rule described by Seibold Norda was, make your own work researchers digitally, traceable, searchable, harvestable, available. We have also seen a debate, continuing debate, between with respect to the golden and the green road of publishing. It continues. And it might be good to stress what Michael Jupp has said yesterday, that peer review is important, of course, in the AOI debate, because it's so expensive. 30% of the publishing costs are in peer review, he said, and these are the costs paid by the universities, because the universities are paying the reviewers. But we also find that various people, various research groups are looking for new solutions, new approaches. We've heard what Herbert van Sompel said about the Mazur project, new metrics for scholarly communication. And Leo Weyers stressed that there is also another way to do it, just to tender for the reviewing process. E-research, I think that is one of the really threats of this conference. Data and data curation are becoming more and more important. And what is really encouraging is that the whole data issue is not a US-based discussion anymore. It's also a discussion in other countries in Europe that is prevailing, and we heard about it today. a sentence I would like to stress is that innovation is more and more a result of the interdisciplinary work of combining information with each other, sharing computer power, sharing ideas. And that means that people have to be connected, that data have to be connected, but most of all, that people have to be connected. And it has been stressed many, many times that repositories that have been played a role so far, especially for publications, can also play a major role in the data area. Open access, was said, it will become the rule also for data. But I would like to warn a little bit. The link with the role of the library is still not very, very clear. And I think that it is really time for libraries to focus on these issues and to embed our services in research practices and needs. Repositories. Every university should have an institutional repository, said Seibold Norda, for publications, research data, multimedia information, learning resources. And as I said, let's focus not only on publications, but also on research data. And we can notice that in the US there is a little bit more focus on data than on publications, and in Europe, more focus on publications than on data. So what is more, would be more logical than to learn from each other and to partner in these areas more than we do so far. Digitization. I remember Lynn Brindley was here 3 years ago, and she said, digitization should be one of the spearheads of the research library. And now we see a whole bunch of projects in the area of mass digitization in many countries in Europe. And I think that especially Europeana and the whole idea of the European Digital Library will stimulate and speed up that so that we can see that the important cultural heritage of Europe will become available in digitized form. Infrastructure. A lack of interoperability, it was observed. And interoperability requires more standardization. And today, this morning, there was a special focus on the need for infrastructure in the field of data. And I think that especially what Mario Campolargo said about creating a European scientific data infrastructure is a very encouraging initiative of the European Commission to move on at that direction. Impact of the library. The library was a very important statement yesterday, is not a cost center, the library is an asset. And we should be aware of that, and we should inform our managers and presidents about it. And there were a lot of interesting information provided by Carol Tenop here, where we can use what the library is performing for researchers in keeping up our budgets or even improve our budgets. Studies show that library resources are very well used in grant proposals. The library is valued by researchers. It stimulates creativity and, most of all, productivity. Consequences for library professionals. So we see that a lot of is changing. We have a lot of challenges ahead, and that means something for us as a library. Not only listening to these important developments here at the conference, but tomorrow we have to work on it. And we see that there is a shift from the old paradigm towards a new paradigm. And I think that one of the crucial things is that we have to understand much better scholar behavior and the process in the various disciplines. We should engage ourselves, as Wendy Luger said, with research community, and we should try to create virtual research communities. New competences are needed. What kind of people do we need in the library to make a real difference and to play a role in this new paradigm that has been described? Wendy talked about collaborators, synthesizers, explainers, localizers, leverages, sometimes difficult words for Europeans. I think that we could translate it as follows. I think we need staff who understand the processes of research, of teaching and learning. We need staff who can partner with teachers and researchers. We need staff with specific competences, in particular in the area of data curation and data services. So the profession needs a new set of commitments after all the new sets of commitments we had to achieve in the last 10 to 15 years. Some final observations to end up with, and I'm close to 10 minutes. What kind of words we heard frequently? You can count words. This is not machine readably done. I did it myself on the traditional way. The word open access, the word Google, the word relevance, the word network were very often used. But most of all, words like cooperation, but research data, communities, paradigm shift. I think paradigm shift was at least 12 times here on the sheet. That cannot be a coincidence. To end up with, let's move on and let's upgrade the e-library. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Hans, for your competent as well as comprehensive wrapping up the conference in your approved manner. So now it's time to say goodbye, and I hope that all of you can review an interesting and stimulating conference which is worth a repetition. At the end, it is my urgent desire to address numerous things. First of all, I would like to thank all our speakers and moderators for their contributions. I have to thank my colleagues from the program committee, Hans Leinze, Wolfram Horstmann, Norbert Lossau, and Ronald Meilen for their input. I have to thank our simultaneous translators over there in the cabin, Mrs. Chandros and Mrs. Fahnenbrook, our conference rapporteur, Mrs. Gastinger, our generous sponsors, our co-organizers from Invent, and especially Mrs. Schlenzog from the very professional team of Bielefeld Convention Hall, who never was reluctant to all our requests and always has realized appropriate solutions very soon. Once more, I have to confess that a conference like this cannot be realized without the helping hands of the staff of Bielefeld University Library. During the last weeks before the conference, I estimate that one half of my colleagues was directly or indirectly involved in the arrangements. Without being unfair to all the other people, I feel that it is appropriate to mention just a few of my colleagues by name. Mrs. Wiedemann, who designed our conference logo, the websites, and all the booklets. Mrs. Kemina, who cared for you all at the conference office. Mrs. Ilk Hartbecke, who was responsible for the exhibition and the showroom. Mrs. Ramsdorf, who attended for our speakers and the conference proceeding to come. And last but not least, to Mrs. Greveding, who pulled all the strings and cared for all the details that make the conference what it is. But already at the beginning, as already at the beginning, my special thanks belong to all of you, the participants of the conference. I wish all of you a safe journey home, and moreover, I would like to express my hope that I may welcome you again at the 10th International Bielefeld Conference. So, farewell and bye-bye.